Welcome to the Tuesday team training call. This is Nikki Moore. I am a presidential diamond with ItWorks, and I have been with the company now for about 22 months, and it's been a crazy, crazy journey. So I thank all of you guys for plugging into your business and for plugging into this call. I hold this call every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's just my way of helping to guarantee that I can give out some information to the depths of my organization. Sometimes I just don't know what uplines are passing down or if you're able to get connected. So this is a way that at least you know that you can get some training. And as soon as this Road to Diamond series is back over, I'll go back to my 50 minutes so I can do what I love to do and talk. But I'm so excited that you guys plugged in. And I feel like I missed something because I wasn't on the call last week. Alicia Demony did it for me. And I'm so thankful that I have leaders in this organization that can just pick up and do these calls for me. But I want to talk tonight about generating leads. It is something that I love about this company. I love the fact that this company allows us a lot of different ways to get the word out. I've compared other companies, and I'm not going to say that they're bad or anything like that, but when I think about what we have compared to what other people have, we have a lot. I mean, first of all, we have our flagship product, the Ultimate Body Applicator. There are not very many companies that can't compete with one another. There's lots of makeup companies. There's other supplement companies. There's purse companies. There's bag companies. There's stationery companies. There's card companies. There's candle companies. There's lots of different companies, and they're not bad, but they compete with one another. Nobody has what we have. Our flagship applicator, it tightens, tones, and firms in 45 to 60 minutes. You guys have seen amazing results. And so while we're talking about the Ultimate Body Applicator, that wrap, all we got to do is open it on, slap it on, and let it sit for an hour, and we see results, which is pretty crazy. But you've seen some stuff going around lately about the FDA and about what we can and cannot post on Facebook. I want you to know this isn't corporate. This is not corporate putting the kibosh on anything that we say or do. We have some guidelines in terms of running our business, and all of the guidelines that corporate sets up for us, that is to maintain the integrity of the company. And that really is ultimately to protect you and the rights that you have with this company so that you can grow your business into a multi-million dollar business. And for some of you who just jumped on with us recently, to hear me say multi-million dollar business, I hope you're not rolling your eyes because it's very, very possible. It's amazing to see what some people have done in a very short amount of time. I mean, we are changing lives with health, wellness, and financially. So the FDA oversees us. They oversee us, and they oversee a lot of other companies. But so for the record, the FDA does not approve any supplements. Anytime that you go to the grocery store or like a Walmart or Walgreens or something like that and you pick up a multivitamin, that is not FDA approved. They don't approve any of it. But we are overseen by the FDA, and we do pass all of the stuff that they watch over us. They do pass us with flying colors, so to speak. So everything is, you know, completely on par with what we have, but nobody's approved, so you know that. But we have this cool product, right, that people can see. I mean, we know it. We're not allowed to say it. We're not allowed to guarantee it necessarily, that people have inch loss. I've seen some really crazy testimonies. I've wrapped people and seen some amazing results. But if we say and guarantee that there's inch loss, when we know about 90% of people who put a wrap on for the first time experience that inch loss phenomenon with this product, if we say that, the FDA is coming back and saying, well, you have found the cure for obesity. And obesity is now classified as a disease. It's in the medical journals, and it's a disease. And so if we have found a cure for obesity because we can give inch loss and weight loss and things like that, well, then we must become a pharmaceutical company. Because we know that the FDA, the FDC, and they want their hands on every pharmaceutical that they have out there. And so we don't want that to happen, because what would happen is we wouldn't have the rights to sell it anymore. It would not help propel our business. And then the second thing that's going to happen is these wraps, instead of being $15 for loyal customers and distributors, it's going to be more like $150 or $250, and you have to have a prescription for it. So when we post on Facebook, go ahead and let your picture testimony speak 1,000 words. you can go ahead and say, look at this woman's results, or look at this loyal customer's results, or look at my results, you know, 3 wraps over the course of 2 weeks, or look at the results I got in 45 minutes. You could totally post that, because it's going to be evident and it's going to be obvious to other people that something magical happened, but you don't have to put, I lost 5 inches in 45 minutes. You can talk to them privately, just don't post it. When you post it on Facebook page, even though it's your Facebook page, it's public domain. And so we don't want to put it out there, and we want to save these reps for ourselves. We don't want the FDA to get their hands on it, and we're going to be selfish about that. So as long as we play by their games, by their rules, and with all the games that they're playing, we're going to be totally fine. In this company, it's just amazingly solid and secure. I mean, you can see that. Thank you for being patient and waiting for those reps. A loyal customer letter came out from corporate explaining that we just had an overabundance of orders. People are really getting that momentum and wanting what we have. And so as a result of that, they just couldn't keep up. So we opened up a second plant in Mexico. We should start to see things back to normal, and we'll be able to get those expedited shipping methods back on the books within a few weeks or so. But please be patient. Know that a lot of people are just signing up loyals left and right because they can't wrap them right now, and they understand the urgency of it. So we have another thing to create urgency with our business. But just so everybody that's on the call is aware of that, you can pass it upline, downline, sideline, so everybody kind of gets a big picture of it. If you have any questions, feel free to Facebook me or ask me, online, or email me, or give me a call or a text. I am most certainly happy to talk about that with you at length if you want to. So talking about it works and talking about the ways that we can get this product out, one of the ways that we can get this party out is by, or get this party, get this, that's what I'm thinking about, get the word out, is by having parties. We're not necessarily a party plan, but we do like to party. I mean, that's what was always said. It's kind of cheesy. I expect somebody to hit a hi-hat every time that somebody says that. It sounds kind of goofy, but it's true. It's true, and it's a really great way to generate some momentum. I do strongly encourage all new distributors, please get 2 to 3 launch events within your first 30 days. Now, right now, it is hard for you. I understand that. I understand it's hard for you without wraps. And so get those parties on the books as soon as you can. If you can get a wrap, go ahead. I have a team member who just put this out, Casey Poor. I mean, she's a brand new person, and she was just thinking outside of the box. She made prepaid tickets. So she had X amount of wraps, and she said, I've got 2 parties. I think she had 6. The first 3 that prepay for those wraps are going to get to wrap at the party. The rest are going to get to share those results and sample some products and listen to the product information and see these people's results. And she signed up loyals that way. So they didn't even have to have the wrap on them. I sign up a lot of loyal customers without ever trying the wrap for the first time, and distributors for that matter. I have a lot of distributors who've jumped on board that have never even tried the wrap. But they go on our excitement, our enthusiasm, and our faith. And if you're a person of integrity and honesty, and you help guide them through it, you're not going to have a problem with this business. You're not. All you have to do is share and get it out there. So parties are a good way to generate some momentum. One of the things that you can do is you can invite your friends and your contacts. Think about groupings when you're sharing your product with people. Think about maybe school friends. Think about work friends, church friends. If you have children, maybe think about your children's friends' parents that maybe you've gotten to know through their school avenues, Girl Scout moms, play groups, different groups like that. You can start to think and make that list. Start making your 100th list from that, and it will lead to other people. And so with that being said, you can go out and you can ask them, would you mind hosting a party for me? I just started working with this amazing health and wellness company. We have this cool flagship product, the Ultimate Body Applicator. It tightens, tones, and firms in 45 minutes. And I'm sure if you would host a party for me, I'm sure your friends would want to come and try it for $25 or $30, you know, whatever you're charging for your wrap. And I'm going to give you one for free. So what I offer is if you have 5 to 7 guests that want to come to your party and wrap and pay for the wrap, then I'm going to give the hostess a wrap for free. If I have 7 to 10 people, I give them the ultimate makeover. I give them a tummy wrap, I give them a facial, and a neck and chin. And the neck and chin is simply one body applicator cut into 6 sections. And so you sell that for $15, that pays for the whole wrap, and then the other five neck and chins are profit for you. You can cut a deal if you want to, too. What I offer is, in my area, $25 is a going rate. That's just, this is where corporate started. This is where it all began, and there's a top, there's a lot of top money earners in this area, and they charge $25, so I need to be competitive with that. And even with that being said, it comes to mind is I don't charge $20. I don't try to undercut them because that's not what we're about. I charge the same thing, and I hope that I'm going to win them over and I'm going to get a party. But I rarely run into other people that have heard of it anyways because we're not saturated. So what I charge is $25 for tummy, $25 for facial, and then $15 for neck and chin. $15 or $20 for neck and chin, sometimes I'll put. I don't want to put it any cheaper for the neck and chin, even though we know it's less expensive for us to get. But I did that. I offered it for like $5 or $10 for one of my first few parties. And people came and tried the neck and chin. And I want them to get the tummy wrap on. That's my goal. The neck and chin is a bonus. That's amazing. We can see great results. But I really want them to get the full effect of that full wrap. And so I'll charge $25 for tummy, $25 for face, $20 for neck and chin, or maybe all three for $50. So then they get it, you know, free. And so I'm going to give up $15 amongst six guests if you have six guests that do it. That's worth it to me. You can set your own prices. This is your business. So just keep in mind what your neighbor is doing. Try not to undercut them. And I would just try to kind of stay in that $25 to $30 area. That's what it seems to be going for, and it seems to be very easy and inexpensive for people to try it. That's what I hear when I hear other people say, oh, I heard about these wraps. They're $60 to try. Well, not ours, and they're not even half as messy either. So parties are a great way to generate some momentum with a hostess or just through your own contacts at your own house. Keep it simple. You only have to have water. And Tyler Pentecost did the webinar last night for the Dream Team. That is posted on the Facebook pages. I think I got around and posted it on all of them. And so you can catch that webinar on Facebook if you didn't get on it last night. But he's walking you through the catalog party. And so that's something you might want to plug into if you don't have somebody. If you're the go-to person in your neck of the woods and you want to just get a visual on it, that's a really good place to go. So parties. The second thing that we generate a way to build our business is loyal customers. Loyal customers a lot of times will come from one-on-one appointments. They'll come from parties and some of the other avenues that we have to generate leads. But loyal customers are great for referrals. They know the product. They know that it works, and they have testimonies. So ask your loyal customer if they would be interested in hosting a party for you. You know, I have loyals that stay on for a while, and if you maintain some contact with them, touch base with them, you know, just don't let them slide through the cracks once you've got them signed up. You know, we never want to do that with our loyals, our distributors anyways, but if you do that and you follow up with them, they're a really great resource for us to have. There was somebody on Denise's team, Denise's or Cammie's, because I think I heard this story right when I first started, but she built her business by having a first few parties, getting some loyal customers, getting a couple more parties. But then what she did is she asked all of her loyals to host parties for her. So we go back to that party generation, you know, of generating leads. But loyal customers, because they love what we have. I have a distributor on my team that's local, and she has, this is the silliest thing, she has a woman who is a loyal customer to somebody else, okay, because this person was in the business before my girl. But whenever my girl Sarah has a party, she comes. That's how much she loves the product. And last time she came, I just said, you know, have you thought about this business? Are you serious? I'm like, you come to these parties all the time. She buys a wrap for $25, and she's a loyal customer, and she brings her friends with her, and she talks up the products. I'm up there doing the demo, and she keeps interrupting me. Not necessarily, not in a rude way. I don't say interrupting that way. I guess I should say she interjects with personal testimonies on her behalf about the product that I'm talking about. Those are really good places to look at and to ask for parties and to ask for referrals from. I'm sure that they've shared their testimonies with their friends. Ask them if, you know, you could have their friends' contact, or if you could, you, they could pass along your name and your number to their friends or their social network if they don't want to become a distributor, because it's just a really good resource and asset to have on your team, really, essentially. The other thing that we can do to generate leads are expos. Expos are, there's so many out there. You can find an expo for everything and anything. You can find home-based business expos, women's expos, men's expos, health and wellness, beauty, home and garden, boat shows. There's an expo for everything. And so don't close yourself off to thinking, it's not just for women. I only want to go to an expo that's just got women there, and I only want to go to one that's like for health and wellness or a beauty expo. You know, don't do that. I have Dawn Rogers and Esther, who is in Texas, and they do boat shows and they do car shows, and they just open themselves up for everything, and they get people from it. They get people that are interested in becoming distributors. They sign up loyals. They get people to wrap at the event. Think about in terms of, let's say a husband, you know how many times us wives bring along our husbands to these expos because we want company? Well, think about it on the other terms. What if these guys want to go to a golfing expo or something like that, or a sporting or a fishing or hunting expo, and they bring their wives along, or their wives come for company? Think about what a hit your booth is going to be if you're the only one there that has anything like that. You're gonna drum up a lot of interest at an expo like that. And so really kind of keep your doors open. And that, and there's a lot of free and local ones. I know that I had participated in some that were for local high schools. You know, they had them around Christmas time or graduation time. And what they do is you donate an item for the raffle, and then all the money that's generated goes toward the graduating class or goes for sports equipment. There's lots of fundraiser-type expos, too, that are out there. And so get yourself involved with that. A lot of times they're free just because they want the people to fill up the space, or they're like $5 or $10. And so you can definitely experience the whole gamut, you know, from really expensive expos that you might want to split with other people, or, you know, those little single ones that you can just do with one other person on your team, and you can just have two of you there for company and one to talk to guests while the other person's wrapping, or vice versa. So expos are a really great way to generate some momentum. And I have some, I can just think off the top of my head, I have Katie Hines and Kylie Schaefer, in addition to Dawn Rogers, who Alicia has too, have really good experiences with expos and really drumming up some business. I mean, Katie Hines went from Ruby. That girl said no to nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Her schedule was booked solid. She was working her tail end off, and she was doing expo after expo at the mall or at a big thing or that and this. And she drummed up enough, you know, interest that she made diamond, you know, within a few months after all of that activity. And so that was a really good resource for her, was the expos. Blitzing. I think we're so lucky we have blitzing. What other company has blitzing? We have coupons. We have coupons. Who doesn't like coupons? We have these little things that say, you know, if you're interested in tightening and toning, or smoothing the skin appearance, or, you know, there's little bubbles on the card, then the ultimate body applicator is for you. And you turn it over and it says, try one for $25, or try one for $30, or maybe it says $5 off. You can pick that when you order them from your back office, from your e-suite. And then there's a little blank square. And in that blank square on that coupon, on that Blitz coupon, I want you to create address labels. If you don't have corporate put the information in for you, create address labels with your name, your cell phone number, your replicated website, and your email address. And it seems like a lot to have three different contacts for you, but really you only have two, your email, and you have your cell phone, and then you have your replicated website, because you want to direct traffic, because they're going to be curious and they're going to go to your website and they look around. But what you're doing is giving people options to look around and see what you have. But blitzing is just a really great way to generate momentum when you don't have anything on the books. There will be highs and there will be lows in your business. There will be times when you feel like, oh, I don't have anything. Nobody wants to book a party. What can I do? I can't seem to get anybody to sign up. I can't get a loyal customer. Nobody wants a one-on-one appointment. Nobody's responding to Facebook. Go out and blitz. Take those coupons with you and spend an hour and a half. go to local salons, gyms, chiropractic offices. I would recommend calling chiropractors first, but you could, some of them you can walk into. It depends on how formal their setting is. But hair salons, nail salons, tanning salons, bridal places, gyms, yoga studios, walk in and just say, hey, I'm in the area and I'm passing out a coupon. Would it be okay if I leave some with you? So you can do a direct blitzing like that where you take time away from your schedule and you target specific areas. Maybe you're going to go into the neighboring town and hit that town. Go with a friend. It's fun. Bring somebody if you can. If you can't, I certainly blitz by myself all the time. I mean, once you do a few of them, it's nothing. I mean, at first it seems intimidating, but go in there with the mentality of, I'm in here sharing coupons. Everybody wants a coupon. And they can say no, and that's okay, because then I can go to the next place. So, hey, I'm in the area. I was just passing out a couple coupons. Can I get one to you, or would you like some? Or would it be okay if I leave some with you? That's a really good way to get things, get the word out and get your site out and get your name and your face out. You can also do what I like to think of as indirect blitzing. This is where we incorporate it into our everyday life. This is where you leave coupons for your waitress when you leave your tip. Or if you have a really great waitress, compliment her. You know, I've got a couple wrap appointments by saying, oh, my gosh, you know what? You're amazing waitress. Sometimes it's hard to find good service. You're bubbly. You're cheerful. You're outgoing. You stayed and you chatted with us, and we really appreciate it. Here, can I give you a coupon? A lot of times I'll say, probably 90% of the time I pass out a coupon, I say, and really I'm giving this to you because there's a business opportunity attached with this, and I think you would be phenomenal. I started my own home-based business, you know, X amount of months ago, and I think you would be amazing. I would love to have you on my team. Here's my card. Let me know what you think. So that's something that you can do if at the grocery store. Stick it in the little tube when you go through the bank teller, or go inside and cash your check or whatever you're going to do, your transactions. Walk inside so you can be face-to-face with the teller and give her a blitz card. Those are things that you can incorporate when you have your kids with you, when you have your husband with you, when you have your mom with you. It doesn't matter. You're passing out a coupon. It's not a big deal. Another way that you can generate leads is through networking groups. There's business networking groups, B&I groups, there's meetup groups, there's common interest groups, there's mommy groups. You can find these both in person where you can go to a meeting. There's social, I mean, there's so many groups out there. People want to connect so bad, and they want to connect with other people who have common interests. And so go ahead and do that and sign up for a group like that. Or if you like to scrapbook, go ahead and take a scrapbooking class or meet it once a month or whatever it is. Go to those all-night scrap parties and talk to people and network with them and make new friends and let them know what you have. And so networking in person is a really great way to let people know who you are. And then there's also networking groups and things like that on Facebook. So Facebook is another way that we can get the word out. You can put your post. Don't spam people. Don't, you know, I guess puke on them on your posts, you know. Don't post five times a day about, join my company, or I love these wraps. Do you want to try a wrap? But you can be really subtle. Shannon Alton is very, very good at Facebook posts and being subtle. Like, you know, I think I've used this example lots of times, but I've been at the ballpark, you know, four nights this week, and you know, for the last two, or four nights a week for the last 2 weeks, and I still managed to lose 10 pounds. I love my Fat Fighters. You know, something very subtle gets the word out, because some people are like, well, what are Fat Fighters? Now you drew them in, so you want to draw them into you. So that's what you're doing when you're doing Facebook posts, which we're lucky to be able to advertise on Facebook. Some companies can't. Or when you're in networking groups, either online or in person, you just want to draw them in. You want to ask them questions. You want to get to know them as well, but have them ask questions so that they can get to know you, because it's a lot easier to get the word out when they're asking you about it versus you just throwing it at them. Open houses are another thing that you can do. This is what I did, one of these in Christmas time with other home-based businesses. I think I had a jewelry, I had a candle, I had a bag, I had a purse, I had all these other different companies, and we networked with each other. And so the goal was everybody invites, you know, 15 guests, and then they all get to tap into each other's 15 guests, and, you know, we increase our social circle that way. And so, you know, doing that and collaborating with open houses, I think is a great idea. It's a good way to get to know somebody else. I recruited people that way because they're like, man, everybody wants to see what you have and your business seems pretty interesting. Maybe I should sign up. You know, I've gotten loyal customers that way and I've gotten distributors that way. So collaborating with other people and other home-based businesses, it pools guests and it helps increase your exposure to other people. The other thing is a referral program. This is something that you can do online. This is something that you can do with your loyals. You can do it with your friends. But what you could do is it's an inexpensive reward for people interested in hosting a party or generating a lead for you. So maybe if somebody refers 3 loyal customers or 5 loyal customers to you, maybe you're going to give them a free wrap as a referral program. And so you can set something like that up. I do believe there's like punch cards on the Dream Team site that you can get, and you can use something like that. And then the other thing is lead boxes. Lead boxes are something that I like to keep up at an expo. If you do an expo, have a lead box. All you have to do is just get a cardboard box, put a hole in it, put some pretty paper around it, put a sign up there, you know, enter in to win a free wrap. And make sure you just, the only information you need from them is their name, their email, and their phone number. They don't need to put their address down or anything else. But what that does is, please pick a winner. Please don't just have a box up and not pick a winner. Pick at least one winner or pick two, whatever you say that you are going to do. If you're going to do it on the hour at the end of the whole show or once a day if it's a multiple day expo, just pick one and then the rest you can call and say, I'm so sorry you didn't win the wrap this time, but if you want to host a party, you can get one free. Or if you want to try one, you know, I could certainly meet up with you and wrap you, or you could become a loyal customer and get it for wholesale prices. And so that's a really good way to generate some more momentum as well. So lots of different things that you can do with this company to generate leads. And maybe you have a favorite. I like to blitz. I'll be honest, expos are not my favorite thing to do. I like to do a big expo. I like to do a 2 or 3 day expo, and I like to do it with other team members. That is fun for me, but for me to sit in an expo by myself is not the most fun. I'm too social for that. I feel like I get tied down sometimes to the expo. I'm a little ADD in that way, and I can't walk around and work the room as well. So if I have to do it by myself, it's not my favorite thing. I do like to have somebody out so somebody can man the table while I go out and blitz the other the people that bought a booth and vice versa. But I love to blitz. I love to get out there. I get to drive myself around. I get to pick to where I want to go, and I get to talk to the people that I want to talk to. And my eyes are always open to new businesses that I've never noticed before. But find what you love and then do that and go with that. If you love parties, ask for parties and get parties on the books and, you know, ask for those referrals from other people for parties. And once you find your niche and what you love to do, your business is going to grow from that. It's going to grow leaps and bounds just by doing what you love and plugging in. But, all right, guys, I am going to, I'm going to unmute the call. See, it's 9:32. And I went 2 minutes over. I'm going to unmute the call, say goodnight to everybody. If you have a question and you want to pipe up really quick, you most certainly can stay on the call. And if you want to jump on the other line,